So why is sharing photos of your children on social media seen by some as controversial?
Oh, look, I mean, I think we are seeing that it's not everyday sharing, it's not the mundane sharing, it's not the bits and pieces here and there, but it's the radical oversharing, or what people consider oversharing, because we don't really have norms. Some people think one or two photos every now and then highlighting major achievements or something is normal. Some people are much more open. Some people share literally everything that happens. And I guess people have trouble calibrating about what they think is normal, and they tend to extrapolate from their own experience. So they tend to think whatever they have decided is normal and the right thing for their kids is what other people should be doing. And then we've got the additional layer of celebrities and other people who are establishing norms about sharing kids online. And that, to be honest, is where it's starting to get a little bit murky, because obviously celebrities are used to using filters and tweaking their appearance when they go online, and they're sometimes now extending that practice to their kids. And I think when you are manipulating the waistline or something of a 4 or 5 year old, that's when you're into a territory where it starts to get a little bit difficult.
So yeah, you were mentioning celebrities, so influencers like Roxy Janko and Kim Kardashian are known for sharing photos of their kids on social media to thousands of followers with filters and all the rest on them. Do you think the kids in these situations have any understanding of the impact and the scope of their parents' social media posts, especially as they get older?
Oh, look, I think that's a difficult one to answer right now. I mean, we've seen that first generation kids of celebrities in all sorts of settings have had to adjust to being part of that industry, whether we're talking about, you know, sort of the A-list Hollywood sort of children from you know, decades gone by, or indeed the kids of influencers today. I'm hoping that in the long run, that actually, because these kids are aware of the way that the systems work, they see it from the inside, that perhaps they'll have a healthier understanding of the contrived nature of the industry. Certainly, you mentioned Roxy Jastrzenko. I think Pixie Curtis, her daughter, seems to, even though she's very, very young, seems to be, groomed into a very canny awareness of the industry around her. Mm. But at the same time, you can't imagine that that's going to be true for all kids. And certainly there are some big questions to ask about whether this is impinging on a more idyllic idea of childhood or not. And certainly when those kids get older and they look back at this sort of photographic history and they turn around and ask, you know, was I not good enough in the raw version? Why did I need to be filtered and edited in such heavy-handed ways sometimes? I guess that's a question that those kids will ask as they grow up, and I guess one hopes that their parents have good answers for them, that they've actually thought through how to contextualize, how to explain this for kids. And then, of course, is the question of, will all the followers of those accounts actually understand that? Are we setting, are influencers setting norms in the way that we understand sharing of children that are actually very unhealthy for other people?
As technology laws catch up to our societal standards, do you see any legislation that would further protect the privacy of children on social media?
It's a really difficult one to say. I mean, we've seen sort of different countries around the world trying to sort of test ideas of privacy. I think France has probably gone the furthest. But at the same time, there is a universal presumption that the arbiter of a child's best interest remain their parents. And I guess that's the challenge here, is often, well, if we're talking about A-list celebrities, they've probably got access to all sorts of resources to help them understand and think through what they're doing. It's those sort of middle ground people, those people who are, say, parenting influencers who are just starting out, who might not have access to rigorous ways of thinking about what's happening when they share lots of photos of their kids in the latest outfits or things like that. So I think there is an emerging need for much better, bolder, louder discussions about kids, about their privacy, and about the impact of different types of sharing. I'm certainly not suggesting we shouldn't share with our nearest and dearest, but whether that needs to be shared with the whole world, and whether kids are the centre of a viable business model or not, that's probably a bigger question that we need to ask more loudly.
And, you know, we're so worried about kids and stranger danger in real life. Why do you think there isn't the same kind of concern online?
It's a difficult one to answer. I mean, I think that there are certainly the East Safety Commissioner in Australia has many resources suggesting that parents should be mindful of the way that what they share about their kids online. And certainly they suggest strongly that if you're actually aiming to share with 50 close friends and have an account that only speaks to those 50 close friends. And there are, you know, generalized advice about not sharing kids in school uniforms and things like that, which I think are really important. But at the same time, we don't have norms. We don't have, we haven't really established what's best for everyone. We haven't really got social normalization where people are like, oh, well, this is what everyone does yet. So I think those norms will emerge, and I think it's good that we're having the conversations about those norms.
Mm. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning, Tama.
It's been my pleasure, Alex. Thanks for having me.